SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm joined by Philemon Mosby, Mayor of the Torres Strait Island Regional Council, to reflect on the Queensland Truth-Telling and Healing Inquiry. Thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio, Philemon.
Is good morning in the language of the Torres Strait. So thank you very much for the opportunity. Before I speak, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of whose land I speak from. I'm speaking from Gimoi in Cairns. The traditional owners of this area, the Mdinji, Wallabari and Jabukai people of this area. I also want to acknowledge all traditional owners, First Nations people who have shared ancestral connections and affiliation to their land and sea country for centuries.
Thanks a lot. Now, we are just a few days after, actually, the Truth-Telling and Healing Inquiry was officially launched. What's your reflection, first as an individual and also as an elected official, about this really landmark event?
Thank you. My personal perspective on the launch of the Truth-Telling and the Healing Inquiries a couple of days ago, earlier this week in Brisbane, as a sovereign Torres Strait Islander, a Purmalaig of the Coolhagul Nations of the Central Torres Strait, I think this is a blessing for our people to be given a place in this time and space to tell our stories. We have been curators, choreographers, narrators, custodians and keepers of our knowledge and the stories for years, even the injustices experienced since the impact of colonization and, the state of Queensland has now recognized the important place for the First Nations people, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, to tell their stories, to tell their truths.
And as a mayor of Down Island, how do you perceive the importance of the Truth-Telling inquiry for the Torres Strait Islander community?
The importance from a Torres Strait Islander perspective for Torres Strait Islanders to engage in this process is so that we can put on public record our worldview, our experiences of the injustice that we've experienced over many, many decades. I only need to look not further into the past to 87 years ago on Masig Island in the Torres Strait, when Torres Strait Islanders in 1936 went on a strike. It was the first maritime strike ever. We were people, subjects, living under the Act. Well, our grandfathers. We have parents who were born in those eras and grandparents who have experience living under the Act, under the Protector, and have experienced firsthand the racial discriminatory policies of government enforced by the Protector at the time. And, when we hear those stories shared by our grandparents and our parents, they've never been given the opportunity to share their story, to share their experience. And I think in order to have a greater understanding and appreciation at a state and national level, we need to afford and recognize the experiences of our people, because that's not just our history, that is the history of this state, Queensland, and the history of Australia. It forms part of who we are as a nation of people in this country and our place and our rights to execute our sovereign rights as the first people of our land and our sea.
Said the truth-telling is part of a treaty process, or the, actually ideally, and with a treaty being signed, if everything goes well, the first step is just telling the truth, as you've just mentioned, really injustices, atrocities that were committed during colonization, ongoing disadvantage, ongoing racism, and so on. In your opinion, can the inquiry contribute to healing and reconciliation?
I strongly believe that the inquiry is conducted, like it said it would, in a culturally trauma-safe approach. The inquiry would lead to coming up with recommendation in terms of how healing can be realized or achieved in a practical sense in terms of formulating government policies, reframing the relationship between governments and the First Nations people.
On your personal level, you mentioned your views, but just to elaborate a little bit more on that, what does the truth-telling process mean to you as a leader, and how has your heritage as a Torres Strait Islander shaped your views on this initiative?
Personally, as a Torres Strait Islander and as a Torres Strait leader, the truth-telling and healing inquiry really gives people a safe place in a culturally appropriate way to tell our story, to inform how policy will impact, literally bringing an awareness or a realization, a reality check of past policies or government commitments and actions to addressing, even closing the gap in Indigenous disadvantage. And what the inquiry will do is really not only help people to tell past experience, but hopefully give an insight as to what hasn't worked and what are better ways of working, sharing the journey ahead, but how it has to be mindful and respect that affects how they engage, and more importantly, the road that lies ahead of us and how will we walk together.
We are in a good position now. There is optimism that things have finally moved in the right direction, but there are talks by the opposition in Queensland especially that when they come, if they win the next elections next month, they will roll back the initiative. And we've seen this happen time and again. We remember the voice referendum last year that failed dramatically in a way nobody expected, and it's always one step forward, two steps backwards. What do you think should be done to ensure that this process is not derailed?
When we talk about First Nations agenda, First Nations position, we're talking about a nation of people, a very vulnerable nation of people. It shouldn't be used as a political bargaining, whatever colour of government post the election. The state of Queensland has a moral, cultural obligation to the First Nations people of this country. And Queensland is the home state to two first distinctive First Nations people, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. regardless which government comes in, what I will be advocating for and lobbying for is that no matter what color of skin the government is, they have a moral, a cultural, and a statutory obligation and responsibility to the First Nations people of this country.
This talk of sovereignty for the Torres Strait Islands, this has been on the table, has been discussed in so many fora. Do you think this inquiry will strengthen the quest for sovereignty for the Torres Strait Islands?
As the mayor for the Torres Strait Island Regional Council, I see this as an opportunity for us as a council and as nation of people to elevate and capture why we've been on a road, on a journey, on an 100-year journey of self-determination, great autonomy, because of our sovereign rights. When we look at the articles, that's articles of the United Nations Declarations of the Rights of Indigenous People by the United Nations General Assembly, and the State of Queensland's support, as well as the Australian government support, both in 2007 and 2009, the preamble of the human rights in 2019, you know, the current process allows us to elevate our aspiration for self-determination, because we want to be able to preserve our distinctive and diverse spiritual, material, economical, political, cultural relationships with our lands, our territory, waters, coastal seas, and other resources. Hence why we feel that this process will further enable us to have a conversation, a respectful, safe conversation, which speaks to our ongoing connection under island and Aboriginal custom and tradition.
Before I let you go, maybe anything you'd like to add we may have missed that's really crucial?
The truth-telling and healing inquiry, in summary, is my people, the Torres Strait Islanders, both on homeland or mainland, is asking, what is this and how does this relate to us as the second identified First Nations people of this country? It aligns to the Musik statement that was launched in 2022, speaking about the movement in 1936, the first maritime strike, when our people stood up to the government because of their sovereign rights, because of discriminatory government policies, taking away their autonomy and their ability to self-determine. What this process enables us to do is not only speak about what happened 87 years ago, but what is our people experiencing right now, whether it's through institutional racism or whether it's experiences of injustice from in terms of being able to access services like anybody else access on the mainland, or the underfunded resources that we have in the Torres Strait. So I encourage my people, Yumpla people, to engage in this process, to share those experiences. This is your opportunity to say, this is why we need a change. We need a new way. This is a new beginning of a new beginning for our people.
Philemon Mosby, thank you very much for sharing with us your reflections on the Queensland Truth-Telling and Healing Inquiry. It's been a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.